Well, after an all-hands-on-deck effort to tackle COVID in remote New South Wales, the head of the military operation says local health services appear to have things under control. Army medics have been setting up vaccination clinics in towns where supply and access to vaccination was low. It's hoped that strong vaccination rates will now stave off repeated lockdowns. Isabel Rowe reports.
In a matter of weeks, vaccination rates have soared in communities in remote western New South Wales.
We've done in excess of 42,000 vaccinations with our vaccination outreach teams.
Colonel Warwick Young is head of Operation COVID-19 Assist and commands 1,200 army personnel who are helping the state's health authorities and police manage the pandemic.
We've got people not just in western New South Wales. We've got some in Newcastle, we've got some in Dubbo, we've got assistants up in Lismore, and we've also got people down in Illawarra, Wollongong, and now in Yass and further south in Nowra.
Today, Colonel Young is in Bourke in northwest New South Wales, where residents have been in lockdown for 6 weeks. The Army's been there almost that whole time, delivering food packages and doing welfare and compliance checks.
It's been a very positive response to us being here. And I think because there may have been some trepidation to begin with, but once our people were on the ground and they realised that they were there to help them, they were there to assist them.
Vaccination clinics come and go. Army medics set up for a week to administer as many first doses as they can before they pack up and head to another town and then come back when it's time for a second dose. In mid-August, just 34% of the Berkshire had a first dose. Now it's about 84%. There are still new cases each day, but local health services are cautiously optimistic that numbers are steady. And Colonel Young believes those health services are now equipped to manage the outbreak.
From where I'm standing, I'm seeing that they're doing a sterling job. They're really now getting into a position where we can quite readily see that they are functioning very, very well, and they were to begin with. After 31st of October, we will have to see what the requests come to us and whether there is any assistance we can give them or if there's a need.
As a result of the steadying case numbers, lockdowns in some local government areas are under review. Orange, one of New South Wales's largest regional cities, has been released from lockdown overnight after 5 weeks. News welcomed with excitement and unease from people like local store owner Pip Brett.
I feel sort of mixed emotions opening, you know, it's hard work, hustling, and then you find out that it's lifted, so we've got to get organised and get busy again.
But the threat of COVID is still real. A Broken Hill man in his 50s has died at the local hospital, the first person to die with coronavirus in the Far West since the pandemic began. Western Local Health District Chair Scott McLaughlin is urging people to get vaccinated.
Now's the crucial time to get vaccinated. Don't wait for another week to 2 weeks.
If the end of the Army operation COVID-19 Assist does come on the 31st of October, it will have been an unforgettable almost 2 years for Colonel Warwick Young.
I've now been through the bushfire operation, COVID, the New South Wales floods and back to COVID. If you could have told me at the end of 2019 what was about to unfold over the next 24 months, I would have thought that you were joking. I thought you would have been writing the script to a science fiction movie.
It has been like that, hasn't it? That's Colonel Warwick Young, commander of Operation COVID Assist. Isabel Rowe reporting.